You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
It is Wednesday, June 22nd, and you are listening to another 5-Minute Morning edition of the 24/7 Sports Football Recruiting Podcast. My name is Blair Angulo, and I am joined by Jody Dembling. He covers everything Louisville Cardinals over at 24/7 Sports. And Jody, we're bringing you on because Louisville just landed the number one running back in the 2023 class earlier this week. That would be Reuben Owens out of the state of Texas. Now, you're wondering, maybe if you're the listener, how does Louisville go into the state of Texas and get the number one running back in the country? Explain to us how Louisville pulled this off.
Well, that's what I was kind of wondering myself when it all first started a couple weeks ago. That was like, this could possibly happen, maybe happen. Well, this is happening. And it was a little faster, I think, than anybody anticipated. But, you know, Louisville's got a lot of momentum right now in recruiting. You know, the Pierce Clarkson effect, as we call it, here in Louisville. You know, the St. John Bosco quarterback in California who committed. He's visited here now like 4 or 5 times. And every time he's come, he's brought some different guys with him. And when those guys see it, they really do like it. Louisville is an interesting place because, honestly, it's kind of a hidden gem as far as the facilities go and as far as the town goes. There's no pro team here in town. The fans are pretty rabid about, very rabid about their Louisville Cardinals. And, you know, the facilities are up there among other schools. I mean, we've had coaches, a lot of turnover in coaches in the last 5-6 years. And when assistants come here, you know, it doesn't matter where they come from. They all say, it's a little better than what we thought, or it's a lot better than what we thought, or it's better than this place or that place. And I think if you add all that in and the momentum they've got, and then you throw the name, image, and likeness on top of it, to where I said they're the only game in town. There's a lot of companies here in the city of Louisville and the surrounding areas that help, that want to help out, that have been helping out, you know, donating to the school and over the years and building those facilities. And I think now they're will be used in other ways. And guys, you know, come here and they see the potential for what they can do, name, image, and likeness. And I think that is a big, big deal as far as this is concerned, especially with this Reuben Owens one. But this, look, DeAndre Moore was, Pierce Clarkson was an awesome get, you know, back in January. You know, Aaron Williams, the 4-star corner, was unbelievable to get. DeAndre Moore was crazy that they got one of the best receivers in California, one of the best in the country. But you throw Reuben Owens on top of that, and they say they're not done. The kids say they're not done. You know, Pierce Clarkson and, you know, Reuben Owens and those guys are out recruiting others. But when you throw Reuben Owens on top of it, it is a difference maker for program.
Yeah, and you mentioned a few guys from the state of California. Let me throw Jamari Johnson out to you as well. Rated as a high 3-star right now in the composite. But don't be surprised if you hear the name Jamari Johnson get called in the NFL draft a few years ago. We saw him recently at the overtime OT7 Elite tournament out in Las Vegas, and he's a phenomenal tight end prospect. Can definitely see him making an impact at the next level. Reuben Owens, the number one running back in the country, number 16 overall prospect, a 5-star from El Campo, Texas. And, you know, he made his decision known, and I think it caught a lot of people off guard. But there were some suggestions when Pierce Clarkson did come off the board, the 4-star quarterback from the state of California and the son of noted quarterback guru Steve Clarkson. And he announced via billboards. Remember that, Jody, when I think a lot of people in Louisville woke up driving to work on the highway and saw a bunch of billboards scattered across the city of Louisville announcing his commitment. Now, that was kind of the first step in the name, image, and likeness and the branding and the way that these recruits are going to be able to market themselves in that market. What is your inkling on the potential of this class? I mean, they're sitting right now number 11 as we record this, as we kick off the summer, with only 10 commitments. So their average per commitment is really high, and they're pushing for a top 10 class.
Yeah, I think when you look at what they've got now, and it's pretty obvious with the guys that they're after: Madden Sanker, Luke Burgess, Jordan Church, three guys that quite honestly I think they're going to end up getting. Those are three offensive linemen. Two of the three, well, Sanker highly ranked, Burgess pretty far up there, and Church kind of an underrated guy, I think, at the moment, but went to IMG, and I could see his ranking, you know, kind of go, I could see him kind of going through the roof with the rankings now being at IMG and getting that training that they get there. So those are three guys that I think they will end up getting at some point. They do need some defensive guys in this class, so they're after a couple corners and some guys at linebacker, defensive line. I really think when it's all said and done, you know, I was at Steve Clarkson, the quarterback retreat at the end of May, and I said to Steve Clarkson, I said, you know, do you think this will be a top 15 class? And I think I offended him because he looked at me and he goes, it will be in the top 10. It will be in the top 10. And you know, I think that those guys are doing, you know, when you've got the recruits that are doing recruiting for you, and you have a coaching staff who, quite honestly, they've had some bad luck in the last couple years as far as COVID is concerned and some injuries that they had. Their two best players on the defensive side of the ball missed five or more games last year. Both of them missed the end of the season because of season-ending injuries. So this coaching staff is a really good staff, really good guys, personable, and they do have that culture thing down. When you mix all that together, I do think this class ends up being a top 10 class. I do have to give a shout out to Pete Thomas, the quarterback's coach for Louisville right now. He's the California connection. You know, he's from Southern California. He played out there, ended up his career as a quarterback at NC State, and he was elevated to the QB coach about a year and a half ago in February before last season in the offseason, was elevated to the QB coach. And right away, one of the very first guy that he offered was Pierce Clarkson. And he built that relationship and used some of his California connections to get in there with them. And now here, Pete Thomas, as we record this, is number two in the coach rankings, recruit rankings. And he's got Louisville looking at a top 10 class with the help that he's given them out there. So it's really pretty crazy to me where things are with Louisville. And I do think it's only going to get better from here.
Pierce Clarkson spearheading those efforts and the headliner at St. John Bosco, which, by the way, was just ranked number one nationally in this coming season, according to Max Preps. And obviously Louisville reaping a lot of those benefits and now has a five-star running back and Reuben Owens as part of their recruiting class. Jody, thank you so much for joining us, and we continue to enjoy your work over at Cardinal Authority.
All right, talk to you soon, Blair.
All right, that is Jody. For Jody and our producer, Lance Glynn, I am Blair Angulo. Thank you so much for listening to this 5-minute morning edition of the 24/7 Sports Football Recruiting Podcast.
CBS Wednesday.
We have so many cool, diverse people from different backgrounds, different beliefs, different upbringings, and it just keeps growing. I feel
it in my soul. I'm a citizen of the United States.
I'm a hustler.
I'm a big Taylor Swift fan.
I'm the queen of the tribe. I'm a
survivor. I am playing whatever role I gotta play.
I'm gonna play this game full speed.
I ain't going down like no punk.
A new Survivor, Wednesday on CBS and streaming on Paramount+.